in the budget just announced recently. 1.4 billion euro was put towards Ishke Éireann in, I suppose, an attempt at recognition that the government needs to get a lot more water services in place, a lot more wastewater treatment plants, a lot more water treatment plants, a lot more connections to zoned and unzoned land to try and get housing delivered, and also the much needed improvements to the quality of our water and areas in relation to lead pipes and the whole lot. So all of that is going in to try and fix the problems of Irish water. One politician is not happy with what they're spending on compensation and other matters and has raised the issue. That is Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil, Cynthia Ní Mhoracú. Cynthia, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry, and
Cynthia, can I ask you, 10 million euro or 9.3 million in compensation paid from 2020 to 2025? These are some figures you got through a Freedom of Information request from Irish Water. But 9.3 yes. million euro for compensation, what is that for? What kind of compensation and to whom?
Injury to person and injury to property or damage to property. So this prompted my story and my investigation, I suppose, and Freedom of Information request in relation to this whole issue, because a constituent contacted me complaining about wasteful public spending and mentioned the fact that their driveway had been dug up incorrectly by the Ishke Éireann agents, and obviously they were entitled to compensation and they got the compensation, but they questioned why the mistake was made in the first place. They never got the answer to that question, but they wondered, were mistakes like that being made around the country and were people getting compensation for mistakes being made? And we all understand human error and all of that, but this is public money and everybody needs to put their shoulders to the wheel and avoid making mistakes where money is paid out to the tune of, I'm not suggesting all of this is mistakes now, Jerry, okay?
Sure, yeah.
But it's a big figure. It's a big figure, 9.5 million, just shy of 9.5 million over a 5-year period, 2020 to July 2025, which is not exactly a 5-year period. It's a 4.5-year period, roughly. But it's a lot of money, and we want to make sure that this money was genuine negligence and genuine mistake and so forth. And why wasn't it avoided, or was it avoided, or what steps were put in place to reduce claims or to reduce negligence arising and claims being made against Ishke Éireann? And then, if you want to move on to some of the other figures, I'm just questioning, why do we need to have this big spend on PR consultants and media monitoring consultants when that could be done in-house?
This is €364,000, which was spent over 3 years on external public relations consultants, even though Ishke Éireann has their own press office and communications team.
Yeah, I mean, this really needs to be answered by Ishke Éireann, I think. This really got me going and created more than distress and, I suppose, suspicion for me, but anger. This is taxpayers' money. We're in a cost of living crisis. People are put to the pin of their collar to pay for butter and milk, albeit the price of milk coming down. But then we have another issue with the farmer. I mean, we can talk about that. But the fact of the matter is, every red cent counts. Every euro counts. Everybody has to budget and cut their cloth, you know, to their measure. But it seems to me that Ishke Éireann are not cutting their cloth to meet their measure. Okay, if they don't have enough in-house pure people, press and media, to deal with this, well, then maybe they should look at their reach in terms of this area and say, well, maybe we need to reduce it. Maybe we do need to curb it or to change it about. Media monitoring was another one where you monitor the media. I don't know whether listeners are aware of this, but any time that Ishke Éireann or any entity, it could be an Garda Síochána, it could be the fire services, any time you know, a public services is mentioned on radio or on in print, on TV, there's a media monitoring service that relay that to the company to ensure that the company is not maligned or incorrectly accused of doing something or is defamed in any way, right? But media monitoring in 2024 alone, Jerry, cost over 100,000 euros plus the VAT on top of it. Now, there must be other models out there to media monitor without using a consultancy that costs that amount. And then the media distribution software, so the software package for distributing to media the message, cost in 2024 alone 25,000 to email it out. Well, maybe they're using a very sophisticated distribution system. I'm using a very simple one called email. But surely to God, this type of spend could be looked at and could be reassessed, and Uisce Éireann would prioritise. I'm not suggesting they're not prioritising, but I'm asking, are you prioritising the spend on infrastructure? Because at the end of the day, it's the little old taxpayer who's paid the money, and it's the same old taxpayer who is sitting there waiting for their house or their wastewater treatment plant to be upgraded. Everything you mentioned about lead pipes, etc. But they're waiting and waiting.
And meanwhile, you're going to pay, if you have a business or a property and you're looking for a new connection, you're paying anything up to €6,000 or more for that connection to Irish Water.
Yes, yes. And then you've got your annual rates if you're running a little cafe or a little surf school, or if you're running a little commercial, you know, a B&B, or if you're a farmer. If you're trying to farm, and God knows, we know that it's hard to make a living in farming now, not to mention the unpredictability of running a farm and running a commercial enterprise. So, yeah, look, this needs to be looked at, I think, and there should be answers given. And I will be asking Uisce Éireann to provide answers. But I just go back to the little business, the coffee shop, or the little gym, you know, who's paying. I know there was a cafe contacted me in Tralee to say that they were paying €1,750 in annual water rates. How do they feel when they look at spend on external PR consultants of €365,000 over a 3-year period? That's over €100,000 a year, Gerry.
It sounds like a job of work, perhaps, maybe as well, for the Public Accounts Committee to get into those figures and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and I absolutely hold my hands up now in case you're going to ask me, what about all the misspending that we've seen? We could cut down a rainforest if we were to print out all the misspending. But in fairness to the Public Accounts Committee, and in fairness to Micheál Martin in relation to the most recent one that sticks out and stuck in my craw, the famous bike shelter, Antishuk has come out and said, this is not good enough and this has to stop. But it does. So we need to follow through on that commitment, and we need to make sure that there is transparency for the spend that was just received by Uisce Éireann in the budget. I welcome it. We know that Uisce Éireann has been underfunded over many years, and that's why we're playing catch up. And there's all sorts of other reasons as well. But they're after getting the 1.4 billion of taxpayers' money now, Gerry. It's a generous sum. It's broken down between operational costs and then infrastructure. But we need transparency and we need results.
Okay. All right, Cynthia, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for raising that issue this morning. That's Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú, Ireland South MEP for Fianna Fáil, giving her concern about those figures that she got, the media side of it, the compensation side of it as well. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.